So, Heather, would you like to predict what you think the adjuvant trials are going to show? What do you think they're going to show in terms of progression-free survival, Heather?
I mean, we already have some data, not from necessarily big randomized phase threes, but from the RADIANT trial, where 20% of the patients did have EGFR mutations, and this was a study giving adjuvant erlotinib or not to patients who had a high EGFR expression by FISH. That was a selection, and then a subset did have the mutation. And from that trial, we saw that there was clearly a disease-free survival benefit. And I think we're going to see a disease-free survival benefit in all of the adjuvant trials with the TKIs. But that study did not show an overall survival benefit. And I think, as others have talked about, it's not clear that with the TKIs, we're actually going to change cure. And so I believe that we'll likely see that same story told over and over again as we complete those trials. And so it's going to be interesting to see, as we do see those results, if it's going to change practice at all. I think that for a patient where they're very anxious being off of therapy, they're willing to accept the toxicities, where you sort of look at them as it's kind of inevitable that the cancer will come back, that's something that we can certainly consider once we have those results back. But for now, we are enrolling on the trials. I have equipoise to do that, and we've been participating quite actively. I mean, obviously, the other huge class of adjuvant trials that are being done right now are with the immune therapies. So every one of the checkpoint inhibitors is in a randomized trial right now, phase three, looking at giving that checkpoint inhibitor or not. And I think that's where it's a little bit less clear what we're going to see.
Quick plug for the newest adjuvant trial. The NCI's Alchemist program is launching a new trial led by my colleague, Dr. Jacob Sands, of chemo with pembro in the adjuvant setting. And so patients are randomized to chemo alone, chemo followed by pembro, or chemo with pembro. I think because, patients don't necessarily want to wait. And I do think after chemo, sometimes patients are kind of worn out and they don't make it to the adjuvant immunotherapy. Why can't we do it together just like we do in stage four disease? And so that trial is going to be opening for enrollment. And so, keep screening through the Alchemist program. It's available across the U.S. and that I think trial should enroll robustly. In lung cancer, our numbers are bad enough that I tend to tell patients, look, there's a real chance you might be cured. There's a real chance you might come back. If we're going to try to cure you, now is the time. And adjuvant therapy helps. But I would love to know what kind of numbers folks give people because there's a decent chance that we're making it up along the way. And I will tell you that the adoption of adjuvant therapy for lung cancer care, I think, is a lot less enthusiastic than you might think. We're trying to study that now in the Alchemist program to figure out actually how much adjuvant treatment is really being given, because I think adjuvant immunotherapy could be a really attractive alternative to a lot of patients out there who aren't really platinum eligible.